Much of President Obama's policy agenda revolves around the three E's: environment, energy, and the economy. Obama made many campaign promises about green-collar jobs and alternative fuels, and now, with many environmentally generous handouts in the stimulus package, he may have put his money where his mouth is. Today, we continue our series on the Obama effect with a look at how green goals could compete with economic concerns. And for more on this, we have David Roberts, staff writer for environmental news website grist.org, Leslie Fields, the National Environmental Justice and Community Partnerships Director for the Sierra Club, and Jerome Ringo, the president of the Apollo Alliance, a coalition of labor, business, and environmental activists who are working towards clean energy solutions. David, Leslie, Jerome, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Tony.
Thank you.
David, I'm going to come to you first. Most of the environmental provisions that President Obama put into the stimulus package have passed. Did he, in fact, put his money where his mouth is? And can you break down for us the parts of the stimulus plan that will be good for both the economy and the environment?
I think he largely did. Some of it got trimmed back a little bit in Congress, especially in the Senate, and then some got restored in committee. I think the big and most obvious win in the stimulus package are these investments in retrofitting buildings, particularly federal buildings, for energy efficiency. Because, you know, you use the word handout in the intro, but I think the better way to view these things is as investments. You invest in retrofitting a building, you make it more energy efficient, and you save on energy bills every year from then on. So that's not just a one-time stimulus. You can look at that as a yearly stimulus. Every bit of energy bill you save, you spend elsewhere in the economy. So that's going to be ongoing savings. And then the other big item is, and this was actually Obama's pet issue, Rahm Emanuel, I think, stepped in at the conference committee stage of things and restored this, was a big chunk of money for rail transit. And this is a big ticket item for environmentalists because, you know, it's a huge help in reducing automobile pollution and emissions.
Leslie, are you encouraged, discouraged? How do you feel about what you have seen so far?
Well, thank you for having me on. And I'm very encouraged because the president has created a stimulus package that will really help jumpstart communities, particularly communities of color and low-income communities, in this package, for including about $5 billion for low-income weatherization programs, $6 billion in grants to state and local governments. It was mentioned that modernization of federal buildings was included, with a particular emphasis on energy efficiency. And I appreciate the reframing of saying that this isn't a handout. This benefits all Americans. This isn't just a environmentalist special package. This is for all Americans, for the whole economy, and to move us in the right direction. So it's very exciting. And there's other legislation hopefully we'll see soon, but we are very much encouraged.
Jerome, you spent more than 20 years in Louisiana's petrochemical industry. I'd like to ask you the same question. I want to frame it this way, though. Do you think that a lot of the environmental policies are really workable, or are they just ways to satisfy certain segments? And what's your reaction to the stimulus package?
Well, I think the stimulus package is a win-win-win-win for America. It gives us an opportunity to invest in America, not just in weatherization and efficiency, which are critically important, but also it gives us an opportunity to invest in alternative energy and alternative energy technologies, whether it be refitting our assembly lines to build hybrid cars or to advance where we are with respect to alternative energy. But it also helps us to curb the impacts of climate change by promoting alternative energy, which to the atmosphere, and as well helps us reduce our dependency on foreign oil. So it's a win-win. But the most important thing, it creates those green jobs that are going to stimulate.
I think we lost him. Let me come back to you, David, while we try to reconnect with Jerome. I want to talk about the balance between energy and the economy and the environment, because in the stimulus package, one of the issues was the balance between spending versus tax cuts. And Jerome was making reference to what he said was he thought an appropriate balance of the three. Do you share that there is an appropriate balance so far going forward?
Yes, I think in the stimulus, I mean, the big consideration for the stimulus bill is that a lot of money gets put into the economy quickly. So that consideration sort of dominated other considerations. I think Leslie is right that there will be other big pieces of legislation and regulation coming up that will be more explicitly focused on the environment. But I want to step back real quickly and just say I know it's a common sentiment that money you spend on clean energy or the environment is expensive and hurts the economy, but I don't think that Obama and the Obama administration accept that premise. I think they view investments in clean energy as an economic boon. I think they view it as a way to revive the economy, and I think that's how they'll approach it.
I think Jerome is back with us. Do you share that view, Jerome, that he just described?
Yes, and I believe that investment in clean energy is critically important, especially at a time when we are seeing unprecedented numbers in job losses across the country. We need to put Americans back to work again, and we have an opportunity by retooling, by retrofitting, by weatherizing, and by making sure, as Leslie said, that those jobs reach all communities across America, especially disadvantaged communities and those communities that in the past have been somewhat disproportionately impacted by poor environmental practices. So it's a win-win.
Well, Leslie, let's talk about that for a moment, because there's clean energy, isn't there, and there's cheap energy as well. And cheaper energy, tell me if you share this view or not, can be environmentally hazardous.
Well, that's correct. And much of the cost of cheaper energy is externalized. So the health costs of people who are in the communities living nearest to most polluting facilities is really not taken into account when their asthma rates for their children have skyrocketed, respiratory problems have skyrocketed, and just general overall poor health and other diseases that are attributed to living next to polluting facilities or nearby or working in these facilities. So many of these costs have been externalized, so we don't count them in, but we all end up paying in terms of the health care costs and other costs associated with, for example, if your child has an asthma attack and is sick and you have to stay home from work, those are job-related costs when parents have to stay home with sick children due to the some type of environmental problem or ozone alert that day or something like that. So there are all kinds of costs, and now we're trying to, Jerome is absolutely right, it's very exciting because we're creating new economic opportunities at the same time as we are dealing with cleaning up the environment and also climate change.
Let's talk, David, about some of these green jobs and urban restoration projects and how they are going to, on a dual track, if they are effective, clean up the air and put people back to work and give a boost to the economy at the same time.
Yes, I think that's right. Think about it this way. Every dollar we spend on oil, that dollar goes out of the country and basically pays, you know, what economists call scarcity rents to people overseas who are sitting on top of the oil. If we instead invest in using less oil or using less fossil fuels, those dollars go to manufacturing the equipment that helps us do that. Those dollars go to jobs, which are retrofitting and weatherizing and installing solar panels. And then at the end of the process, you get energy savings on a year-to-year basis. So like Jerome said, it's a win-win. And in the process, especially if you craft the policy right, you can create a new class of jobs that are a bridge to the middle class, and a lot of those kind of jobs have been lost from the American economy. There's this growing gap between, low-income communities of color, and the middle class. There used to be a lot more ways to get from one to the other, and this is a class of skilled jobs with a clear career ladder. You know, you start out maybe just drilling in the solar panels, then you move up, you manage a solar panel installation company. There's a clear road upwards. So these are the kind of jobs that our economy has needed for a long time. And the fact that you also get, environmental benefits out of them, you also get economic stimulus benefits out of them, I think is just is a bonus in a way.
Our time has run really, really short, but I'd like to ask you, Jerome, very briefly, if you could, are there petrochemical jobs in this paradigm that we're talking about?
Well, I think there still are petrochemical jobs because until we make a full transition into alternative energy vehicles or make full transitions into alternative sources of energy, there will still be a demand for petrochemical and petrochemical products. So, yes, there are petrochemical jobs, but we want to make sure that whatever we invest in with the relationship to jobs, that they're good green jobs and that those jobs and opportunities are both environmentally and people-friendly.
You get the last word on this, Leslie, and it has to be very brief. Do you expect this to happen really quickly?
I expect to see the stimulus package to start making a dent very soon, because the president was very adamant about saying he wanted to have projects that were ready to go. So there are some such projects and by different states and municipalities. So we hopefully will see some of those so-called shovel-ready projects starting to go online very soon.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you all. That was David Roberts, staff writer for environmental news website grist.org. He joined us from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Leslie Fields is the National Environmental Justice and Community Partnerships Director for the Sierra Club, joining us from Washington, D.C. And Jerome Ringo is the president of the Apollo Lions Alliance.